I can almost picture the makers of Breaking News in Yuba County referencing their influences to one another on set and having a great time quoting lines back and forth. It takes a big leap of faith on everyone's part to make a dark comedy like this, which is clearly aiming for the screwball morbidity of Fargo and the noirish satire of Gus Van Sant's To Die For. Even its ungainly title and small-town crime plot are reminiscent of 2017's Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. But Yuba County isn't nearly as good as any of those. It mostly reminded me of long-forgotten early 2000s comedies like Drowning Mona or Nurse Betty, which tried and failed to strike the tricky balance between violence and slapstick. Like those movies, this one lays on the quirk like wet cement on a trowel, and it's trying so hard to be kooky that it just comes across as desperate. Its complicated plot begins with a woman named Sue Buttons, played by Allison Janney, whose very name is meant to signal that she's a meek wallflower. It's her birthday, but everybody has forgotten, and that would be bad enough if she hadn't also discovered that her banker husband Carl, played by Matthew Modine, in compromising positions with another woman. He has a heart attack on the spot, and Sue buries him in the motel playground, not realizing she's also throwing out a stash of dirty money as well. Sue then goes to her sister, a local TV news anchor played by Mila Kunis, who happily broadcasts Sue's manufactured story about Carl being abducted. Carl's brother Petey, played by Jimmy Simpson, meanwhile, is in trouble of his own, and he gets his boss Rita, Wanda Sykes, wrapped up in it. And there's more, a lot more. We're introduced to Awkwafina and Clifton Collins Jr. as a couple of petty criminals. Juliette Lewis is the town's star TV personality, obsessed with the case of a missing teenager. Samara Wiley is Petey's pregnant wife, who may or may not be in on his scheme. Bridget Everett as Carl's mistress, who reemerges to blackmail Sue, and Ellen Barkin as Rita's wife, a foul-mouthed tow truck driver. I've already mentioned one Coen Brothers movie that this one is aping, so here's another, Burn After Reading, a hilarious crime comedy wherein tangentially related subplots get tangled up through sheer misunderstanding. Breaking News in Yuba County is humming the same basic melody as Burn After Reading. The disparate narrative threads converge, a bunch of people die, characters recite allegedly funny dialogue, and it ends on a note of bitter irony. But it doesn't have that film's sense of purpose. Another problem is that every single character is a different degree of wacky. Everyone is given a silly accent or a bad wig to draw attention to themselves. Even a supposedly straight-faced role like Regina Hall's tenacious police detective comes decked out with loud outfits and a hairdo that would make Carol Brady wince. An ensemble cast can never really gel if everyone's trying to elbow their co-stars out of the spotlight. This screenplay by first-time writer Amanda Adoko gained notice on The Blacklist, an annual compilation of the best unproduced scripts, and it probably reads okay on paper. It's doing a lot of legwork, not only in the plotting department, but in its never-ending cavalcade of colorful supporting players, and perhaps that's why it landed one of the most impressive all-star casts of recent years. But the tone is all off, which seems to be a hallmark of director Tate Taylor, whose recent campy horror offering Ma took a potentially wild premise and neutered it into a humdrum curiosity. Breaking News in Yuba County is too busy, too overcalculated, too manic in places and not manic enough in others, covered in flop sweat when it ought to seem effortless. Seeing a movie like this makes you really appreciate the artistry of the Coen brothers all the more. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.